I feel like it's been a freaky couple of weeks to be online, to be alive. I don't know, to be a bug on the floor. But I thought something was funny relating to like how girls talk to guys or just relationships or anyways. One of my friends, he told me that this girl that he was talking to, that she texted him and was like, "Hey, I don't have $500 to pay for my flight to Arizona, and do you think it's possible if I can use your jet to go, whatever?" So he's like, "Yeah, it only costs $12,000 in fuel, and especially for a trip like that, like, it wouldn't even be worth it, you know? He has access to the jet for his company, for business stuff only, but not for something that he can just be like, sure, anyone, just take my jet." I just thought that was funny that, like, a $500 ticket, she was just trying to get, like, a $12,000 ride out of it. Like, you give anyone a fucking inch, they'll try to take it all. It's insane. It really is. And what else was I going to talk about? I don't know. I also just noticed how people, given the same situation and what, how they are in life, like what they do with it. I was talking to someone about hanging out, maybe texting back and forth, but just about dumb shit, you know? I'm like, just get to the point. Like, I just want, like, yes, no, what time, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't need to fucking chit chat over hours about nothing and then nothing happens. So, I don't like text blue balls, okay? So that happened earlier with someone, and then I text someone else because I forgot I already had plans with them tonight, and literally our evening was planned within, like, minutes. Just said, like, where do you want to go? Oh, let's go here. Let's make your reservations. All right, done. Pick you up at this time. That's it. That's all a fucking text needs to be. It doesn't even need to be dragged on for hours if you're planning stuff. Or maybe a phone call would have taken place if you want to be so long about it. But, yeah, so I've chosen to go with that other person who obviously fucking wasn't going to be dicking around for the rest of the night. And now I told the first person, like, yeah, I'm already, I already have plans. Never mind. You fucking took way too long. Now he's still texting me, like, hey, let's still hang out, blah, blah, sending me pictures, like, one picture of him without a shirt on his bed, like, clearly missing out. Yeah, well, you snooze, you fucking lose, all right? Like, I guess I act more in a, like, black and white sort of situation, like yes or no. I don't really like to do the maybe, we'll figure it out, I'll call you in a couple of hours, and then in a couple of hours you don't fucking answer the phone, or then you'll text me after I call you and then be like, hey, I'm with my friends, I'll call you in an hour. Fuck off, okay? I don't play that game, and I think I'm getting more and more, like, dropping of the axe on these types of retarded, flaky situations. I just don't have time for it, and I don't want to deal with it. If you can't put out the effort, then you get nothing. You get nothing. I should have played, actually, I might find it really quick. Wonka, you get nothing. It's just so true, and not even dating or anything, really. You have to put some fucking effort. You don't get everything handed to you. Let's see, here it is.
You get nothing. You get nothing. You get nothing. You You get
nothing. All right. So that was my ramble of a rant. I think I should take a shower soon and get ready. Because that other person is getting nothing. I don't know. If you want to make an impression, put a little fucking effort. Act like you fucking care. If not, don't be surprised, you know? Yeah, you're lazy. You don't think people deserve anything. Well, then why should people do anything for you? All right. You get nothing. Bye.